Today was probably the worst day in the world for Donald Trump to give a press conference about vulnerable children, because over the past 48 to 72 hours, the Epstein drama has roared back in his face after new emails were released by the Oversight Committee showing that he knew vulnerable children were abused. Now, if you've been keeping up with my videos all day, you'll see that MAGA commentators are trying to run defense and clarify they weren't actually vulnerable children, they were vulnerable preteens. I don't know. Subscribe to my channel below and you'll see the video that I posted earlier where they're talking about that. But then Donald Trump in the White House today gives this speech.
Thank you. The Bible tells us that one of the measures of any society is how it cares for vulnerable children and orphans. So important, and it's so big in the Bible. So as we make America great again, we are going to protect American children in foster care. And
really? You're going to protect American children. I would let my American child, if I had one, stay with an illegal immigrant. The average illegal immigrant commits less crimes than a native-born citizen, if you look at the statistics. Donald Trump commits more crimes than the average native-born citizen, and every single time he's around a child, he's abusing the power dynamics at play. Here's Melania Trump, right here. She does not want to be at this event. Take a look.
For their unending advocacy. A special thank you to my husband for his enduring commitment to fostering the future. The president has prioritized America's foster care children, and shortly he will sign our Fostering the Future executive order.
Can I just remind you that only 2 hours ago, an article released showing that Matt Gaetz, a former Republican representative who resigned and who Donald Trump was going to make his attorney general to protect him, to protect Matt Gaetz, we found out that he was also preying on a homeless, vulnerable 17-year-old. So when they're talking about protecting vulnerable children, the Republican Party is currently the party of protecting people like that. I want to show you in just one moment Trump ignoring questions about the Epstein files, but take a look at Fox News. Stephanie Miller hopped on and immediately used her time to expose to the Fox News audience that Trump is littered throughout the Epstein files.
I thought it was funny, but if it was anybody else, I probably wouldn't think it was as funny. So, well done.
Thank you for being the only one on the right that gets the joke. Sean, it was a joke. And then, you know, the funniest thing about this story is Trump's all over the Epstein files. And I wonder if they're going to release that after the big bombshell. I didn't see anything about that on Fox News today. Let's release them. Let's release those files. Is this what passes for news? Is this what passes for news on Fox News?
Why did you kiss her feet?
What a weak response from Sean Hannity. If you heard him, he said, Bill Clinton is in the files. So? Nobody is sitting here, like, number one, defending Bill Clinton. Number two, Bill Clinton isn't drooling over himself, trying to play defense, scrambling to suppress any release of the Epstein files. Donald Trump is abusing his power, and every single MAGA commentator is legitimately curled up in a ball because they don't know how to spin this shit. They don't know how to spin the fact that the guy that they're trying to protect, the guy that they're trying to defend, definitely is protecting Jeffrey Epstein. Gavin Newsom said, your healthcare is about to triple in cost, and Donald Trump is focused on making the EEOB look like Mar-a-Lago barfed gold everywhere. Priorities. Not only is his approval rating dropping, not only is affordability something that he cannot grasp because he doesn't have the lived experience, but also this Epstein drama is blowing up in his face. The Democrats posted that newly released emails show Jeffrey Epstein thought Trump was one of the worst people he knew, with, quote, not one decent cell in his bodies. He went on to describe Trump with one word, dangerous. Trump then ignored any questions about Epstein as he walked out of the room today. And just 24 hours ago, he did the same thing. When someone asked him about Epstein, he didn't answer.
Mr. President, can you respond to these Epstein emails that were released today?
Well done, Mr. President.
This is disgusting, and there's one through line that I want to keep pointing out. Okay, so all the MAGA commentators are ignoring this, but Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, all of the men in Congress, all of the, you know, white men who are MAGA commentators, it's mainly men protecting men, not to be that guy, but it is in this case. Mike Johnson is a through line between the protection of Matt Gaetz as a representative who was able to drop out and now the protection of Donald Trump. Mike Johnson has been acting as a bulwark to protect Donald Trump, and Donald Trump isn't taking any of the answers. Meanwhile, he's walking through showing Laura Ingraham his new ballroom.
My greatest strength, actually. I might as well do this. So this room was in terrible shape. This was done by Jackie Kennedy.
This is some insane shit. Remember, Zohran Mamdani won his election a little over a week ago. It was on November 4th, and he won it on affordability. In the days following, Donald Trump wouldn't stop, you know, uttering the word affordability. He was like, it's a new word. It's a new word that I'm going to start talking about, and we're going to fix. Then the Jeffrey Epstein scandal blew up in his face so harshly that he's losing control of the narrative. He legitimately has not posted on Truth Social in 24 hours. Look at, one day ago was his last post. We've talked about this throughout the day. I was like, you know, he hasn't posted in 15 hours, 20 hours, but now it has been an entire day. And what 36,000 mindless people liked Donald Trump's Truth Social that says, in other words, the Democrats are using the Jeffrey Epstein hoax to try to deflect from their massive failures, in particular the shutdown. 36,000 dumbasses liked that. And keep in mind, at the end of the day, the shutdown is still going to favor Democrats, even though we took a momentum loss. Next month, the ACA subsidies, as cold as it sounds, next month, the ACA subsidies still expire, and Americans are going to feel that. Americans are going to know which party fought and which party fought to end the ACA subsidies, fought for their premiums to rise. Donald Trump is not going to be able to spin this affordability issue. He's having trouble spinning this Epstein issue. And meanwhile, he's just giving tours of the White House to Laura Ingraham. Every single day, we will continue to cover this on the Adam Mockler channel because MAGA doesn't want you to think about the simple timeline. The simple timeline is this. In the early 2000s, Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein were best buddies. Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell groomed Virginia Giuffre out of Mar-a-Lago, out of the Mar-a-Lago spa. Virginia Giuffre was then, you know, sex trafficked into Jeffrey Epstein's world. Donald Trump then said a few years later in an interview, Jeffrey Epstein likes them young. He likes them on the younger side. Donald Trump knew, and Jeffrey Epstein just confirmed that Donald Trump knew. Then, when they got back into office, Pam Bondi says, I have the files on my desk. Obviously, she didn't have the files on her desk because then they were gone randomly. Then apparently, Donald Trump ordered the FBI to scrub his name out of the files and redact them because they sat him down and said, dude, you're all over these files. And now, here we are today, just waiting for the discharge petition to then manifest into this vote next month. If you want more coverage, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.